Steve Willett, Sound Alive Sports Network. He's got Linwood and Meadowdale, Montlake Terrace and Everett. How you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you doing, Dick?
Doing well. Double dip for you again tonight. They work you hard up there, don't they? They don't just have you do one game every week.
Yeah, we finally get a Thursday-Friday matchup next week, but usually up here it's 5 p.m., 8 p.m. every Friday night pretty much.
All right, what was the 5 o'clock game?
5 o'clock game looked good on paper. Didn't end up being quite what we thought it was. It was Linwood versus Meadowdale. We talked about it last week, a Linwood team that won their first four games to start the season out and lost a heartbreaker last week to Edmunds Woodway. Going against the Meadowdale team that, after losing badly to Monroe in a non-league game in week one, came in here with a four-game winning streak, and boy, it was all Meadowdale tonight. So they jump out to a 41-14 lead at the half. Drew Tingstead had over 300 yards passing in the first half alone. He was on fire. Halen Roberts, his star wide receiver in the first half, 7 catches for 187 yards. But another guy who kind of came out of nowhere for us somewhat tonight was Jashawn Butler. The Butler name might sound familiar. His uncle is Torrey Butler, who used to play at the University of Washington and is also on the Meadowdale staff. The Butler had 3 touchdown runs tonight, 2 long ones to start the third quarter off to really put this game away. And he had a pick 6 in the second quarter when it was still close. So Linwood puts up a running clock game. Meadowdale was 55-14 at one point. Linwood adds on 2 touchdowns late. Final score 55-28. Meadowdale 5-1, but more importantly, they're undefeated in league play.
How about game number 2 tonight?
Yeah, Mount Lake Terrace Everett. A little bit of a defensive battle early. These are two teams that we thought were going to put up some offense tonight, and it was 9-3 at the half. Everett with the lead. Everett really coming alive late in the game. They scored 2 touchdowns in the third, added on some more points in the fourth, and they end up pulling away with a 37-10 victory. Murdoch Rutledge, the 6'5" quarterback, he threw for 3 touchdowns tonight, ran for 1, put up over 240 yards in the air. And then Jacob Leonard, the running back, had about 157 yards of offense on the ground, and he caught a touchdown pass. So a nice night for them. And one other game I want to make reference to also, up in Snohomish, and I apologize if you've already mentioned this, but Edmunds Woodway defeating Snohomish tonight, 28-26. Snohomish missing a 2-point conversion late in that game. And what that does for the 3A South Division now, it creates a 2-team tie-up at the top. It's Meadowdale and it's Edmunds Woodway, both 4-0 in league play. Everybody else has at least 2 losses now. So I think we know where the championship's going to come from, and that's a game that's coming up in 2 weeks right here at the stadium.
Real quick, Steve, you're up in the Archbishop Murphy neck of the woods. How easy would it be to slide them into a Wesco 3A league next year?
Yeah, you know, it depends on who you ask. And we were following that last year when they petitioned to get into the league. I think one of the troubles becomes, and I don't know if you'll get a Wesco coach to admit this or not, but I think one of the challenges is that the one thing that I think is keeping a lot of the Wesco players away from Archbishop Murphy right now is they know that if they go and they play in that conference, even if those Cascade Conference teams wanted to play them, you're still lining up against Granite Falls and Sultan and South Woodby, et cetera, et cetera. You let them into the 3A or the 4A, suddenly you become a lot more appealing to the Snohomish kids and the Lake Stevens and the Edmunds Woodways. And I think those coaches and those athletic directors know that. I think that's part of the reason they don't want to let just one private school team into a league full of public schools and knowing that they're going to start picking their kids off a little bit. So I think that's the fear right now. And I don't know if they're going to be welcoming into Wesco. They've already tried once and it didn't work out. And I can't imagine they're going to be any more willing now to extend their hands and to try to get them in than they were last year.
That's very interesting. Good insight. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.